Ooh, yeah. Welcome to the Dark Weave. How you guys doing?
Ooh, that sounds good, man. That feels good. Welcome to the show. This is the Dark Weave with Cody Ziegler and
Brody Reed.
We haven't done it in a while.
We haven't done it in a while for us because we loaded up a lot of episodes and they all came out.
We were good boys.
And we're so happy everyone listened to it.
We got another piece of fan mail today.
Really?
Yeah. Well, thanks from the same person, but now they want us to do, I think they just reiterate how much they want us to do Zoids.
Okay. Such a demanding Zoids fan. Look, you fucking Zoids nerd. Okay. We're going to do Zoids at one point for sure.
Yeah. We'll 100% do Zoids. Do you want to introduce our lovely guests?
We have two. This is the first time we've had two guests, I think.
It is.
On my right, I have a dear friend of mine, Alexis Quirisano. Did I say that right?
No, it's okay. Quasarano, but it's cool.
It sounds much cooler than I thought it was for years. And I've known you for a very long time. You do social media for a company who we won't say.
Yeah.
Because it's too big.
It's too big. You probably don't follow me, but you probably have seen my tweets at some point. That's all I'll say.
Heck yeah. Twitter is famous in the realm of the Dark Weave. And in front of me, we have the awesome Heather Campbell. Heather, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Hi.
She writes on Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone right now and does a lot of other cool stuff, and we're happy to have you.
Hi, how are you?
We're so good.
I want to say that I'm so glad how fast this episode came together, because I think I was literally was taking a nap, and then I saw just through the Twitter feed that Brody had booked you via Twitter because we're talking about Evangelion today. And this is a show that, one, I have not watched since it originally came out.
Oh, wow.
Since what was it, 95, 97, something like that?
Wow. Yeah, it aired in 95, and I think the tape started coming out in 97.
Yeah, I remember walking into a Best Buy with my dad, and you know how they used to have all the TVs synced to one thing? It was that, and it was the first episode where the helicopter shoots the first angel, comes around the corner. I saw that, and then Dad, can you ask the guy that works here what that is? And he's buying it.
That's hilarious. I haven't seen it in a very long time either. I mean, it definitely hasn't been that long. It's been maybe 10 years. Wow. I think I was in high school the last time I saw it. I saw it what in my opinion is the correct way, when you rent all of them and then watch them in one weekend at your best friend's house and you guys don't sleep and you just eat pizza.
Yeah, that's basically what I did this weekend with the Netflix relaunch. Is I just tore through all of them and one of the movies that they
did
have
you uploaded. Are you serious?
I did. I was this is what my weekend's gonna be.
Shit.
I don't have any shows. I don't have anything going on.
I got one text from you this weekend and it was he's about to do it.
And then he did it. Yeah, I was in these Netflix streets, y'all.
Oh my god, I don't even have that kind of schedule. I only got up to, before we recorded this, I only got up to episode 8.
Oh, so I did, so I remember distinctively watching the first 16-ish episodes, because I had them on the VHS. So I was in the background, I'm answering emails, I'm texting or whatever. But then once it got to the part that I don't remember seeing, I was all right, this is what I'm doing today.
Nice.
Yeah.
I watch it once a year. And,
oh, wow.
And have since it came out. I hold a screening party.
Oh, yeah.
My most recent was in January of this year when I watched the whole series again. I also do a yearly trek to the Evangelion store in Japan.
Whoa, really?
Yearly?
Yeah.
Wow, when do you go?
They have excellent stuff. It's really kind of, they have the shitty keychain-y stuff, but then they also have stuff that you would never actually know was Evangelion. A button-up shirt with a floral print and the Lance of Longinus on it. And
you'd
if you know it, it's you know what it is. But
sure.
If you don't know it, it's not offensive and gross.
It's that's just a strong choice they made for this T-shirt.
Yeah.
So is it? I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing about this story. Is it literally just all dedicated to Ava stuff?
What, huh? How many plug suits can you get?
Yeah, there's a limit. So, wait, you were going to say something. Were you?
Oh, no, I was just going to say the last time I watched it was recently, before it came out on Netflix. Watched it, and then I kind of had it on the background during Netflix, but the first time I watched it was when I was 12. because my friend's stepdad, my friend's stepdad was like, "Oh, you guys would like this," and so he gave us the DVDs.
Oh no, what? And then how much did he want for?
He's seen it all. He was like, "Oh yeah, it's about like really pure children, and like you would probably identify with them."
What?
Whoa!
He was like a life coach, and he showed it to his patients who were going through trauma.
Oh, oh my god! Oh,
wow,
that does make sense to me.
That should be the guest. That dude should be the guest. Yeah.
He was like, can we call him up? American shaman, and he was really into Ava.
Wow, and that's why you're so fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. But yeah, so we watched that. We traded the DVDs. Back and forth.
That's intense. Yeah, it's so interesting that it's been coming out, and like I don't want to say Ava is mainstream, but it's on Netflix. Like we have to get used to people who don't watch anime a lot, mm-hmm. like seeing it for the first time.
I think if you were to talk to like middle school Zig, like I would have been way into that, being like, oh, that's a, like people know what who Rei Ayanami is now, or people know who Asuka is. Like that, yeah. I think that's always great for the culture when like more people ingest the things that. We watch as kids, and there's no like gatekeeping involved into it.
True.
Yeah, for sure. I'm totally in favor of it. Yeah. There was an article in the New Yorker about Evangelion this week, and I was this is it. This is my moment. Ideal future. Yeah,
we've made it.
I had to sacrifice so much.
Yeah.
So you say that you do a yearly rewatch of Ava.
Yes.
Oh, like how is this a thing that you've been doing since you've watched the series, or is it a thing that just yes. came like you just wanted to do
every year since I watched the series? And the first time I saw it, it was on VHS, mm-hmm. and it's like the first time I saw it, I associated with the pilots. Like I was like, oh, this is me. I'm Shinji or Asuka or Rei. Mm. And now I'm like nearing Gendo. I'm like, oh man, this is a very different story when you're an adult.
Yeah. I rewatched it this weekend, and that was one of the thoughts that I had is also now that like I'm not like 12 and like I've done creative things and like I have a creative twist, whatever, but like it's one of the most beautiful shows I've seen, like cinematography wise, like the music mm-hmm. wise. And I just noticed for the first time watching it that like they're in this, like they're the whole thing is like they're protecting mankind, they're protecting Tokyo 3, but like I realized like I don't think there are any citizens that you ever see in Tokyo 3. Like I feel like it's always just like cicadas.
Yeah, it's fucked up how it's always evacuated like pre anything.
Yeah,
really you see regular people. When you see one guy, I've seen it a lot. Mm-hmm. You see one guy who's fleeing at the train station in the first episode.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Yeah,
you see two people at the. Convenience market who are talking about how they have to move.
Okay.
And then you also see the two people making out at the movies to upset Shinji. And then you also see everybody on the train when he takes the full loop, like you see the full day's worth of students mm-hmm. and everything else.
Yeah,
and then we also see the students and some other parents when they're evacuated in the classroom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Episode 3 or 4, I think. Mm-hmm.
It's ironically the best school district, I think. Obviously. So it's like, where else are you going to go?
Yeah, so we were sort of talking before we rolled. Well, Nick Weiger is talking about this new version. Like, there's been sort of, I guess, rumbling on the internet. I don't know. I haven't personally been on the internet to, like, read what people are saying about this.
Yeah, Zig just got on the internet.
Congrats. I just got – thanks, guys. I got a Twitter and everything. It's crazy.
Get off.
It's really not worth it. It's the worst thing on the planet. But, like, I was – doing my rewatching, like, I didn't really seem to see that many bad things about it. Like, does anyone know what the – particular pushback has been about the everyone's wincing. Everyone's wincing in the room. Hit me.
Go ahead.
They removed music cues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They removed the Fly Me to the Moon at the end.
That I did notice.
Licensing rights, mm-hmm. Which is a real bummer.
But only in America.
Yeah, Japanese. Yeah.
In the other, I think also in like Brazil and stuff, you can watch with Fly Me to the Moon, but I'm not sure.
But I think having Fighting Into the Moon, I know it's just a song, but it's always just a nice contrast where it's like, here is a big impact depressing scene mm-hmm. and then
and the new song that they replace it with is truly musical garbage.
Isn't it Ayanami's theme?
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Right? Yeah. Well, Fly Me to the Moon is counterpoint to whatever the nightmare mm-hmm. is that just happened. Mm. And also it's foreshadowing mm-hmm. because the end of the series takes place with the moon. Like that's like the whole thing is like telling you the whole time, we're going to go to the moon. They also changed the translation on a few lines. Mm-hmm. Now, I know the internet is up in arms about it because they grew up with the quotable, like, in the end of Evangelion, one of Shinji's lines in the translation that we got on DVD is, "I'm so fucked up."
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that is not an accurate translation of that line. So the translation is more accurate but less localized.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are also upset about the fact that Kaoru no longer says, "I love you." Right. He says, "I like you." Mm-hmm. The problem is that the line could be translated as "I like you."
Yeah.
So it's, Suki. It's, yeah, it's mm-hmm. really, I mean, the intention is clearly "I love you," but you know, whatever.
Yeah, they love each other.
Yeah, they love each other.
They do.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I completely forgot that he was only in that one episode. Like because you know, you just have these memories that, oh, this guy shows up in like episode 16.
Dude, I forgot about the character until,
oh, did you really?
Until recently. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so wild. Like he shows up like, oh, it's my boy. He's going to be in these streets. And then like he gets, you know, crushed. I was like, oh shit, this only happened in 22 minutes. My whole childhood has been a lie.
Maybe we should redact that crush line.
Yeah, right.
He has a crush. He has a crush.
Yeah, he has a crush.
I just remember like we were watching the DVDs and my friend, we were getting to that final one and she watched it and she's like, "This is the last one. Take it." And I was like, "Great." And I saw him on the back cover and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to like this pilot. He looks super cool. He's really cute. Cannot wait to get to him." And she's like, And then I watched it over the weekend and I just like came to school crying and I was like, "You didn't tell me." And she was like, "It's fine. Let's just keep watching." And
yeah, that's my favorite part about the anime is that it's, I feel like we've gotten a spat of animes that we talk about on the show that like are subversions of the normal shonen things that you would see. Mm-hmm. But like Evangelion was already doing so many like serious kind of like page turny things back then that people don't really realize that it was kind of like the Game of Thrones of anime, like for its time. You know what I mean? I
feel like there was a lot of cool shit happening in 1997.
Yeah.
Because like Shoujo Kakume Yuteno was also on that same year and it did sort of the same thing for magical girl shows that Eva was doing for shonen shows. Mm-hmm. And like,
which one's Kakume?
It's like a pink haired girl who wishes she was a prince.
Got it. Yeah.
So that's happening simultaneously, I think the same year. And like, if you tuned into anime for the first time that year, you'd be like, "Whoa, this is so transgressive and crazy."
Right.
And then there was like a decade of just like doing the old shit all over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like all that. I like all that shit. It's all my favorite garbage. I've been learning Japanese for the last year, which is something the listeners know because I never shut up about it. But I agree with you on the translation lines. Like, it can be translated as "I like you," but I mean, obviously the scene is super gay. I mean, come on.
Like they're obviously like, I remember watching it and like, oh wow, like this is fucking dope for like 1997.
It is nice.
Yeah. Like, oh, this shit is like wow that they just have like kids that are like exploring their sexuality, like 14-15 year olds. Like, oh, that is fucking fire. I'm with that. I am curious to know like what this certain resurgence is going to mean, like if anyone has any thoughts about like if there's going to be more adaptations of the show, like there'd be no more series. I know they had that rebuild of Evangelion that they had, I think, 3 of the 4 movies finished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I remember watching those when they came out, but
the first 10 minutes of the final film are about to be screened at Anime Expo and in Paris and in Japan simultaneously. I am not going to watch it. I'm not going. I want to see the whole thing all at once. Like if I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to do it. I mean, I would hate myself. I would hate myself. I was like, I got to give me the details.
No.
Give it to me.
Do you guys like the movies too?
I
haven't seen all of them.
I like the rebuilds. I know it's not a popular opinion.
I have not seen them in a long time, but I mean, I remember like genuinely enjoying them. I did watch a little bit of a Crunchyroll video like the other day talking about the timelines about Evangelion and like watching that and seeing sort of the theories that they were posting made it seem definitely more interesting to me as far as like having like a sort of a eternal return, like constant loop type thing. I thought it was pretty interesting, but I remember liking them for the most part. And I feel like maybe the third one, I think it got a little fan servicey from what I remember, but also I have not seen those movies since I was in college.
Word.
Yeah.
I just want to point out for a second that, Heather, you should call your yearly rewatchings Eternal Return. what did you say?
Oh, the Eternal Return? Yeah.
I think that's very poetic.
When out invitations, it's Shinji sobbing, and I'm like, who wants to come have fun?
Do you tear through the entire series?
Huh?
Do you tear through the entire series?
Yeah, I don't. We don't watch the rebuilds. I do the series, and it's not all in one day. Like, yeah. I'll do the series and the movie, and usually themed meals. So during, like, the one of the meal breaks is when they go finally get ramen together. Oh, like, yeah. I have ramen delivered, and then, like, when Kaji is growing watermelon, I hand out watermelon slices. Like, it's I'm a fucking loser. I'm
no,
a
you're not.
Garbage trash person.
That sounds like amazing.
The best day ever.
I like the rebuilds. Uh-huh. I do agree that 3 is so far unsatisfying, but I'm willing to forgive it until I see all of it. I think it's really neat to see a director, like, unlike George Lucas, like, sort of rethinking about Star Wars. Like, this is mostly the same thing and then expanded in a way, as opposed to, like, modified. Yeah. Like, the intentions of the characters are so similar that you're like, oh, I'm watching a different, more version of this, as opposed to, like, fucking Han Solo, not shooting first. It's like, that's changing the thing. That's, like, trivia or something. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous but excited about 4.0 plus 1.0 or whatever it's called.
Is there a date release for, like, when the actual film is done?
No,
is
it just, man.
2020, yeah. They said.
Yeah.
If it's
just some stuff. Well,
if December like 30th hits and it's not out yet, I'm going to be so crushed on that 2020.
I think I might go to Japan to watch it.
I was in Japan when 2.0 came out.
Oh, shit!
And it was great because it was like print clubs everywhere that were all Ava themed, just like merch everywhere.
It's cool.
And I went and saw it in the theater and I like kind of barely understand it, but I was just like, I'm just here for this ride. And it was the best.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go with you so bad. I've never even been, actually.
You're learning Japanese. You got
to
go.
Yeah, I know. I will. I tell everyone, like, what I say now. It's like, I want to be able to, like, have conversations, like, when I go, or I'll just be there and I'll just be, like, so frustrated.
Yeah, with your book trying to figure things out.
Yeah, but I want to go before the Summer Olympics. So that is a goal. Mm. How come it was such a big, impact for you? Was it, like, one of the first animes that you had seen at the time? Or
it was not.
It was just that good.
So it's great. Yeah. I mean, there's an Instagram account I follow that's like constantly deconstructing Hideaki Anno's shot choices, pacing.
Ooh.
I think it's called Anno Director or something like that.
I'm just going to look at this.
It's great. He also reshoots on film or on iPhone film sequences to learn about camera placement and choices.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, it's really great. And he does it for Eva and also for Karikano, which is Hideaki Anno's... Yeah. Like,
loved it.
I love it too.
And I love the ending where it just gets like real Anno, where it's just like paper puppets.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Okay, it's called Anno Cinema. It's a great account. As you can see, like, it's just like shot choices... For like scroll through, I mean, what I'm saying on the podcast doesn't really.
That's okay.
Oh yeah.
So he breaks them all down into like single sequences.
Oh man, I'm gonna be so into this.
I know. It's really, really great.
This is the rest of my night, unfortunately.
It's really great.
Oh boy.
Thank you, Anno Cinema, for and there's a website. I've never been to the website.
Ooh.
Click on that. What's this? Guys, you're just gonna hear us kind of like talking about how cool something is.
Oh, it's like one of those like aggregates where you go like their Twitter, there's a podcast for Anno Cinema, it looks like.
Oh no. We gotta stop talking about it now.
Yeah, oh my god. This is great. Okay, well, subbed. I had seen anime before Eva, but I had personally been going through I was raised religious, and I had just recently given up religion.
Wow.
So
which religion?
I was raised Lutheran.
Okay.
And I was really, really Lutheran.
Like and, Martin Lutheran?
Yeah, like Martin. and so the two things intersecting at the same time, like me understanding Judeo-Christian imagery and its use as narrative, like, crutches, while also not feeling blasphemous, but feeling blasphemous for watching it, was just, it was transformative. It was amazing.
Yeah. It's funny. I had a very, I mean, I wasn't as religious, but I definitely remember, like, you know, like for me, the so picture me and my dad in a checkout line at Best Buy and him like just like looking at like, is this like a Bible thing? I was like, I don't really think so. But like, that was my end to getting him to buy the thing is like, all right, I see Genesis, I see Evangelion. This must be about some like church thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's all funny. Right,
good. Yeah, that's my end. Yeah.
I should have done the same thing.
There was a, so ADV did two different translations. The VHS had a slightly different translation than the DVDs did. And there was a line in one of the VHS tapes that I loved so much, which was, I think, Shinji yelling at Shinji or Rei yelling at Shinji on the train of thought and saying you can't string together the happy moments in your life like a kind of rosary. And that kind of localization I love.
Yeah. Dang.
But that's gone from all versions because that's not what she's saying.
Okay. That's just a book of poetry I want to read anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. How, so what's the deal with this timelines thing? I haven't watched this Crunchyroll video.
Bonkers.
I've only made it. It's like a 59-minute video. It's a long video. It's a long dive.
They
go hard in that particular paint. But
I love it.
I want to work for them.
Love it.
It's dope. Have you seen it, Heather?
No, I haven't. But I've read plenty of theories.
So basically, it's the premise is like it's this guy going through. There's like three main timelines.
Yeah. Talk to me like I'm a baby.
All right. So. Man, go to chalkboard. No, so the premise is like there's like the main timeline, which is like all of Ava. Uh-huh. It includes like the movie, and then we have like a little. We kind of branch off into like the rebuild of Ava, which is like where they have like a loop where it's like, all right, so everything has happened in Ava up to this point.
Oh, it's like Lupa.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like my favorite movie, Lupa.
Yeah, it's like Lupa. But then like the idea is that when you're watching Rebuild, this is just like another cycle of what has already happened. Mm-hmm. So like all the seeds are blood red because at the end of Ava, like all the seeds are in blood, blah, blah, blah.
And there's then, more outside of that, like manga and stuff?
Yeah, he goes through every single thing that Ava does, like every video game that you've never heard of, tabletop RPGs, paper RPGs.
Like a pinball machine, probably?
Yes, like a pachinko machine. Like he goes through every single...
A Gillette ad?
Yes. Yeah, it's insane.
That was like, the craziest time. And the one true timeline.
That's Horse Eva, right?
Yeah. But he goes through, like, he ends up having, like, 37 different timelines that all, like, interweave and stuff. And, like, I tapped out, I think, around timeline 20 because it became so dense. But it is an interesting video. And for me, like, I do really enjoy the idea of, like, cyclicality. Like, that's a really thing that'll just, like, narrative-wise. So, like, watching him sort of, like, tie together the Rebuild series with the main series, I thought was pretty interesting.
Zig treats every podcast like it's the first podcast, and it's a different cycle.
I come in with it's every one is a hero's journey for me.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but for the past 7 episodes, he's like, we haven't done this in a while.
I think I do say that every episode, yeah. It's only because every time that I'm not doing this show, I'm doing another podcast.
That is true.
But we don't talk about anime on Threedom.
Oh, man. You guys should.
I'll pitch
it. Paul Luff would get real into him. I'd see him on those Tonkatsu gifts.
Yeah, there are a lot of comedians out here that are secret nerds that you won't know unless you like talk to them about it.
I know. I wouldn't know that unless, I probably would have had that.
I mean,
you.
I broadcast it. Yeah, I'm a fucking loser. Yeah. I am trash. I'm a bad person.
No, you're not.
I am a garbage individual.
You're insulting all of us right now. I watch so much anime. It's crazy. Yes. I think I saw you tweet about like Hajime no Ippo like a year ago or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, follow hard.
Get in there.
I was like, I gotta run this lane. Yeah, I did go ahead.
I watch anime every morning.
Oh,
that's
every,
what
oh,
I, really? Every morning I watch anime with breakfast.
Are you still doing that right now?
Yeah, always, forever.
What are you watching right now?
So right now I'm watching Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer!
Are you watching Demon Slayer? Okay, we talk about Demon Slayer literally every episode.
Every night before I go to bed, I yell at Brody, go watch Demon Slayer.
No, you don't. I yell at you to watch Demon Slayer. But like, yeah. yeah, that's the one that's popping off right now, and no one is watching it yet. It's at so least good. To my eyes, but yeah,
it's great. The fight pacing is great. The animation is great. The music
are high.
It's great. I'm watching that. I'm watching Sarah Zanmai, which is the new thing by the director of Utena.
We talked about that on the pod.
That's a little bit weird show.
It's
man.
So weird.
What show is that?
Sarah Zanmai. That's the one where we showed Mike.
That's the one they poop people out of the
yeah,
butt.
Yes.
Oh. It's like, yeah.
But like, you pull secrets out of somebody's butt.
Yeah. Okay, it's not
yeah.
poop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it is definitely the gayest anime I've ever seen, and it's great.
Oh, that's love it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I remember. Yeah, I remember we watched a clip with open mic, and I was like, "What? This is amazing." I also have no idea what's going on.
It's pretty tight.
Has anyone watched the Fate series?
I keep trying.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I know it has so many different continuities that I haven't really dived into one.
I didn't know. So pulling back the curtain on this podcast a little bit, I'll often...
oh my God, there's a whole other man behind that
yeah,
curtain.
It's crazy. I didn't you guys know. It's Matt Apodaca. So I will every now and then get a manicure, and I'll just text Brody random things like, this show is dope.
First of all, you're getting manicures without me?
Yeah, that is also true. But I'll send I'd be like, hey, I've just started watching like Fate, whatever version this is. And then he was like, this is like part of a continuum. I think this was like a prequel or something. And then like, I'm like, that's why I don't know what the fuck is going on in the show at all. Because it's like a prequel to like two other episodes or two series.
Yeah. And then like started as maybe like a visual novel.
Yeah. That's what I read. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't quite gotten into visual novels. So that's, I guess, we're the edge of my weebdom.
I mean, go in, dive deep, get weird. I mean,
I'll get
all that stuff. Yeah,
you guys watching One Punch?
You are.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm. I think was it every Sunday? Is that when it comes
out?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that series. It's so good. I haven't watched any of the English version, just because I'm impatient. But every Sunday at like 10 a.m. or whenever it drops, like I'm in these streets watching One Punch Man.
Nice.
There's an English voice acted version.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm assuming Toonami. I feel like everything comes out on Toonami. Yeah.
Toonami?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yuck.
Or Funimation.
Yeah. I want a show of hands. Do you guys watch English dubs?
No, I do not.
It.
Nope.
I'm not.
Don't come. Where are you going? Where are you going with this, buddy?
This is what I'm going to say.
Where the fuck are you going?
I'm going to say.
Don't count on that finger.
Oh my God.
You're going to
count a list on a finger.
No. All right. So this is my defense. I'll say Dragon Ball Z because I grew up with it. Like,
okay.
And like any of like the main like Gundam, like the Universal Century Gundams, just because I grew up with those voice actors as well.
I hear you. I'm not necessarily against English voice acting. I mean, as long as it's good, hopefully. I think you should watch it in a way that's easier for you to like pay attention to the pictures. I think that's important. I think it just depends. But like, yeah. Across the board, Japanese voice acting is like so much better. It's
great.
Crazy.
And it's also, especially with Eva, it was cast specifically like often against type. Like that was part of the, I think I read back in the 90s that was part of the like emotional experiment of Eva, was that like the voice actress of Misato is also the voice actress of Sailor Moon.
So
there's also counterpoint going on in the voice acting of the characters themselves.
Man, maybe if I had, seen some of those animes in Japanese too, I would have recognized that voice. I do not.
Yeah, I know I'm going to get dragged for this, but
where are you going, man? You're going right back into that alley?
I'm not
going
to say that it's fun. It's good, but it is funny watching like early like mid 90s anime that's been translated. Like I started rewatching Ronin Warriors the other day.
Oh yeah, Ronin Warriors rules.
And it's such a silly show, but like the choices that they make voice acting wise is so funny to me. They're like, we've got to get
together. They all sound like surfers.
Yeah, they all sound like they're about to wax up their boards and hit Santa Monica to like catch a rad wave.
Yeah, I first started, like, I watched anime as a kid. I watched, like, all the Miyazaki films. And then when I realized Adult Swim had, like, those late night blocks back in the, 2000s or whatever. I was like, okay, this is cool. I can watch Inuyasha and this is great. Love it. And then I would get caught up and I was like, where do I go now? And then I went online and I was like, oh, there's other voices. It's better in Japanese. And I never went back.
There was a video store here in LA called a video store named Desire.
Ooh.
That was the name of the video store. And it was all
the way.
Is that
like a reference to something? Or?
It's just like a very weird. And then it was all the way. It was past the 405 in Santa Monica, like on Santa Monica. And they had everything, everything subtitled. They had like the entire Rurouni Kenshin. Had like, and you could rent at that point, like with Blockbuster and Hollywood Video, there wasn't anything else you could go rent, but this place had everything, everything, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of series.
Whoa.
And they also had fan subs for rent.
Oh, whoa. So, I remember those days. I remember like going, there was like the one like novelty shop in town.
Yeah.
And you would see like fucking Dragon Ball GT episodes 32 through 35. And like, yeah, I'll pay $25 for this fan sub thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, we got to do like Stitcher premium, like fan sub shit.
We just make up our own garbage translations of
the video. 100% awesome. Yeah.
That was the way that I saw End of Eva, was fan subbed on a VHS that I bought at the Shrine Auditorium Comic Convention.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Like, I didn't even know that there was a movie. I just was like, what is this? And they're like, that's the movie. And wow. I was like, what movie? And they're like, The End of Evangelion. And I'm like, but it already ended. And they were like, no, this is the ending. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And I went home, watched it on a tiny, like a literally a tiny, tiny screen. Mm. And I was like, this is the most fucking crazy. Like, it was nuts.
Yeah, I remember. I
still haven't seen it yet.
Pause
this. Yeah, go watch it.
I just want to talk about one scene in the theme because I don't want to spoil it. But like, so I used to do this. I used to go on like Amazon or not Amazon, like eBay, like, and buy like the dub things that way. And I remember I bought like a DVD of End of Eva, and it came in the mail like fucking 2 weeks later. And like opened up, and I was watching it, and like the fight scene where like Asuka, like, you know, has like her moment and like starts fighting. I was like, this is amazing. This is so great. She's going to get her thing. And of course, it's Eva. So, like, it doesn't end the way you expect it to end. Mm-hmm. I remember when that happened, I was like, man, I'm going to go home.
I was surprised that Blockbuster near my house had End of Eva.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So I got it, went home on a Saturday night.
On a Saturday night.
By myself. Like 12 or 13. 12 or 13. Put it in. Yeah. Watched it by myself in the dark. And I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? And then I immediately went to the living room. I was like, Mom, you have to watch this with me.
No.
Oh, no.
She was like, what? And I was like, I don't know how to like explain it. Just and I put it on. And then she quietly sat through the whole movie. I think she fell asleep. But I was just like, can you believe this is real? And she's like, please never show this to me.
Holy shit. That's why your mom loves anime.
Yeah, that's why my mom is a real big otaku.
That is fucking wild.
Seeing End of Eva without context as your introduction to knowing none of the characters.
In front of your kid who's already seen it.
Like screaming about the Gnostic Gospels or whatever. That's great.
The gates of Gulf are open. Like, what are we talking about here?
I hated it, but good for her. Yeah. Being a real good mom.
Oh, shit. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with the opening scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Good mom. Mm-hmm. Bad mom.
Yeah. The Blockbuster employees never should have let you rent that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
One of the first times that I tried to show anime to somebody was a Blockbuster rental, and I rented Project Eiko and showed it to my best friend.
Which one is that?
Project Eiko is like a, well, at the time I didn't know that it was a parody anime, but I thought it was just, oh, this is anime. This is what it is. It's crazy.
Is that the one where the women are in like kind of like small mobile suits, but they like turn into vehicles or something?
No, it's a school. It's a school.
Okay.
That's like girls in sailor outfits.
Okay.
And they're all fighting over the affections to be the best friend of this one dumb girl.
Oh, I have not seen this.
And her name is Seiko.
Okay.
Like the plot is literally Eiko, Biko, and Seiko.
Oh, that's funny.
And Eiko and Biko are fighting over Seiko's attentions. And I showed it to a friend, and she was like, this sucks. Aww. This is terrible.
Oh, that always hurts.
Why do you watch this?
Yeah.
And was also, she was really uncomfortable because it was the first time she saw a cartoon get naked.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, this is pornography.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, isn't it awesome? Check it out. Whoa.
We followed up with Irotsu Kudoji. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
My best friend in middle school, who we watched Eva together. So that was like our bonding. We were like, we're in this for life.
Yeah.
And then we watched everything else together. And then we went to different high schools. And I was like, well, I have no one to talk about anime with. Mm-hmm. So I would bring my portable DVD player, real cool guys. Super cool.
Yeah, I'm with this. Yeah.
We would have been best friends.
Yeah. And I brought my Ava with me and I was like, I'm going to watch this at lunch and see who's interested. Spoiler.
Oh, that's not a big friends. Good job.
That's great.
Who's the new cool girl watching Ava?
Yeah.
And then like, I went to a Catholic school. So in religion, they were talking about Lilith. And I was like, I know all about Lilith. Someone asked me, I was like, how'd you know that? And I was like, let me tell you. And they're like, don't talk to me again, please.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. So. That's funny. Our version of that was Gundam. Like, that's what me and the homies would watch in middle school.
Yeah, big Gundam guy. Still a big Gundam guy to this day. I mean, I'm not gay. I mean, what? Yeah, I'm watching Gundam Seed right now, and it's good. It's the first time I've watched it. I didn't believe the hype because it looks very mainstreamy, but I'm starting to get to the part where some characters who've been around for a lot of episodes die, and it's pretty sick. Love it. But I was thinking a lot about my high school friend who I watch Ava with, because he was a bigger nerd than me, but he made it okay to be a nerd. Like, he had, you know, like action figures of like giant titted, like, like anime characters.
Cool,
like,
dude, yeah.
Not a lot, but yeah. I mean, like, just you
enough.
Know.
Enough just for you to notice.
Cool, I mean,
dude,
all you need is
cool,
like,
dude.
Yeah.
All you need is more than one for it to be.
He's 45 years old.
Yeah.
He was a cool guy. He worked at Papa John's.
He had a katana collection.
Hey, you want to see my ninja stars?
Yes. They're in a case. but yeah, I've been thinking about him a lot. I don't know what he's up to, but I remember the funniest thing to me of all time in high school. He had a little brother who was just like this really just a huge dork who I loved a lot. And his screen name for when we'd play Halo was Angle of Death, because he spelled Angel wrong. Oh man. Anyway. Oh, oh gosh. I don't know. I haven't finished Ava. I feel like we're probably going to do another episode of this later.
Yeah, we have to do a follow-up.
Finish
where, like,
watching.
You've seen, how far are you in the series right now?
Eight episodes?
I just got to eight episodes in. That's when Atsuka is in, and they're on the ships and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm watching it in Japanese. I love Netflix because they'll give you Japanese subtitles. Mm-hmm. And like, I was watching like a bunch of Agretzko because of that. I don't love their anime selection.
Wait, you're watching it in Japanese with Japanese
with
subtitles?
Japanese subtitles, yeah.
Holy shit. So you're like super far.
I'm pretty far. Yeah.
I took years of Japanese and I don't think I could do that.
It's been, honestly, it's been for over maybe like 15 months. It's like every 2 or 3 hours a day.
Especially with Eva, where half of the words are made up. Yeah. The fuck?
It's not too bad. At this point, I know half of the kanji. So like the average conversation, if I pause it, I know exactly what's going on. Maybe I won't get all the grammar, but that's how I've been understanding
it. Am I stupid? Am I dumb?
No, it is hard.
I took 6 months of tutoring last year, twice a week, and took years of in college, and I couldn't. I tried to watch Carolyn Tuesday unsubtitled, and I was like, "This, I can't. I'm dumb. I'm too dumb."
If I was watching it,
I'm a dumb idiot.
If I watched it without the subtitles, like just listening, I would have a much harder time than if I was reading it. Like, I can't even really. I'm trying to get better at listening right now. I'm trying to like listen to hella podcasts and stuff, but it's like, it's really confusing. I was really frustrated. You were trying to learn too. Are you still trying to learn?
Yeah, because I like Alexis? I took some in high school. I lived in Japan for like a couple months here and there throughout the summers, and then didn't do anything with it. And then I was taking classes last year.
Yeah, and then we were texting back and forth.
Yeah, and then now that I don't live in little Tokyo anymore, I don't go to the classes.
Oh no,
I don't want to drive over there.
That's fair. I get it.
But I've given up because it's hard.
It is hard, and I got to maybe I was doing it about a year before I could even really fucking go through sentences and not look up every single thing in it. It was very frustrating, but honestly, stick with it.
Oh, no. I mean, I have for half of my life. I'm a dumb idiot. I'm stupid. That's what I'm learning right now. I'm stupid.
How are you learning before?
Well, with a tutor who came to
stupid too. Also.
She came to my apartment twice a week and taught me for hours. And I'm stupid. That's what I'm dumb.
I mean, the only way I've been able to do it personally is self-study, because there's just so much of it is memorization. And then a lot of it is just... Yeah, it's just self-study. It's just like constantly drilling yourself. Like, I don't think if I was just going to a class and trying to learn it that way, I don't think that's really possible. I think you like have to do it kind of on your own. And in that way, I kind of don't suggest it, because it like takes so much time. I could have finished so many scripts by now. but it is fun.
When I was in Tokyo this last Christmas, for the first time ever, I made a phone call in Japanese while I was there.
Cool.
And I was so scared that I sweat through my shirt.
I understand.
Like just straight through my shirt. And my tutor would, like, part of our, we would go to a bar afterwards and just talk in Japanese the whole time, because I was like, I just want to be able to answer questions and understand everything.
Right.
But I was too dumb. I'm too dumb.
You're not dumb.
I'm a dumb.
I'm a smart and I'm a dumb. So I know where you're coming from. Space. It is a safe space for the dumbs. But yeah, I recently embarrassed myself, like, at Sundance. I was talking to these Japanese filmmakers who only understood Japanese, but like the movie that they came with, like I was like the most excited about. And then I, at an after party, I was like smoking weed outside. And then my friend was just like, yo, I literally just met these people. They're standing right next to you. They made that movie. And I was like, whoa. And I like hugged them, cause I was high, which is, you're not supposed to hug Japanese people. And then I like tried to talk to them and just like thoroughly embarrassed myself, cause I could not think, partly because I was high, but also just like really overshot how much I could like communicate at that point. And then I had a little pin that said you know hangawa dekimasu and stuff, and I like took it off after. It was a moment of shame.
There's really, I mean, I don't speak Japanese, but like I speak a little bit of Spanish, but like I've never felt like that special type of heat you get in your chest when someone talks to you in that language. You're like,
is this happening right
now? Yeah, like, shit, I should have paid more attention in class.
Yeah, I know. I'm also kind of trying to learn Spanish too, because I watched Los Spookies and I was like, I could do Duolingo at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, if I truly am a dummy, but I can remember like a little bit. But also, like, Los Spookies is one of my favorite.
Los Spookies.
It's such a great name for a show. Yeah.
It's a great name for a show.
Yeah. Do you know it translates to The Spooks?
It's secretly a super racist show.
Super racist show. Wow. Fuck off.
You can't say no.
Okay. What else should we talk about?
Well, we've got like 4 minutes left, so maybe we want to do some outros.
Sure. A little bit. I'm just like, is there any other Ava content that we're missing? Are there any video games that we missed?
Some stuff we could just like drop touch. Like, so there's a ton of albums. Tons and tons of albums.
Musical albums.
And one of them is a jazz album. Mm-hmm. There's an Eva jazz album. You should listen to it. It's bad, but it's good. But it's bad. There's also like all of the albums of the music from the show. Mm. And
Zid, can you type in Shinji Get in the Robot? Have you guys seen this?
I have not.
So one of my favorite things about the fact that it's a little more mainstream is the memes.
Video.
I love the memes. And there's this video. I mean, everyone listening to the podcast has probably already heard it. If you haven't, it's great. Someone made this video called Shinji Get in the Robot. And maybe if you went to videos or... There it is. Shia LaBeouf, huh?
We'll do it.
I don't know about the show.
Just do it. I also made a full Eva cartoon.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I convinced Fox.
Burying the lead over here.
To make, because I did parody cartoons for a long time for Fox.
Cool.
And for a show, for a project called ADHD, Animation, Domination, High Definition.
Oh, I didn't know you worked on that.
Yes, I was the writer of the shorts for years, myself.
Really?
Yeah.
And wow. Then,
you had the Miyazaki. Goodbye, Ghibli, right?
Yeah, goodbye, Ghibli. I was joined by another guy who knew stuff that wasn't anime and cartoons. So there are other things towards the end. No, it's great. But I made Michael Bay's Evangelion.
Oh!
And it's just him. It's like Shinji being like totally down with everything. Like fucking every girl. Yeah.
Hyper-confident Shinji.
Yeah, it's hyper-confident Shinji.
We'll link to that in the episode description.
Please don't, but also know that, look, it was the only way that I could get my boss to make an Eva thing.
We've all been there. We all know that.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can I just say?
Because it wasn't even out. Like, it hadn't been out for a decade on DVD. And I was like, look, there's this thing.
Yeah.
That rules.
Yeah.
That's a super great plug to go out on. Let's do outros and then let's play Shinji Get in the Robot.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Oh, I know. I was just going to plug this Facebook group that I love. It's a Ava shitpost group.
I'm going to get in it immediately.
Neon Genesis Ava, or was it Evangelion? And boy, were they upset about Netflix. Just saying. Anyways, like that group. It's great. Hi, guys. You're great. Love you.
Love you, guys.